RTF Limoges, le magazine culturel.
Chers auditeurs de Radio Trouble Fête, en préambule de l'interview que vous allez écouter, que j'ai réalisée pour Radio Trouble Fête, ce jeudi 9 octobre à Jean Gagnant, avec James Warren, qui est l'un des initiateurs du groupe Les Corgis, avec ce tube planétaire qui a 45 ans. 45 ans, c'est aussi la date anniversaire de Radio Trouble Fête. Et James Warren, Andy Davis, avait composé un tube planétaire qui s'appelle Everybody's Got to Learn Something. Un concert d'une heure et demie incroyable, et à l'issue, une séance de dédicaces, d'achats de marchandises, de CD, de vinyle, de t-shirts. Et ils m'ont fait la gentillesse de m'accorder cette interview. Pour des raisons techniques, je n'ai pas souhaité que nous l'entrecoupions d'interprétation. Donc elle est livrée telle qu'elle en anglais, dans un anglais que je pense qui sera compréhensible pour la plupart. Les anglophiles me pardonneront, je l'espère, mes quelques erreurs dans mon anglais. Pour les grandes lignes, James Warren rappelle, c'est ce qui a fait aussi leur filiation directe avec les Beatles, avec Simon & Garfunkel, des groupes mythiques qu'ils ont interprétés aussi sur scène, en plus de leurs chansons, tout comme celle de Bonnie Tyler. Comme celle de Tears for Fears. Autant d'amis à eux, avec lesquels certains des musiciens actuels du groupe ont joué. Ce sont vraiment des musiciens exceptionnels. Et donc, c'est une chance incroyable. Et vous l'écouterez à la fin, James Warren a un mot extrêmement gentil à notre attention, à la mienne, en entonnant un petit bout d'une merveilleuse chanson de Paul McCartney. Je vous remercie tous et je vous invite vraiment à écouter cette interview merveilleuse. Merci et à bientôt. Welcome James Warren to be here in Limoges. Hello, the Corgis. thank you for granting this interview. What an honor for my radio station. This is a local radio named Radio Trouble Fête, a very old radio. 45 years old.
45 years!
45! We've been waiting for you since 45 years, okay? And your incredible song.
Oh.
The last song of your concert, yes?
That's right, yes.
Okay. It was only number one in France and Belgium. That's right?
That's right. I think perhaps España aussi.
And Spain.
I think so.
So I'd like to introduce you to introduce the band. I remember the first name was Stackridge, and then became the Corgis.
That's right, yes.
So I want a word about about your song, about your big hit, but also I remember about the Beatles, you sing, about your happiness. It's incredible, the level, the high level of sound of the what you are still play.
Thank you.
And it was a pleasure to understand the album you understand last year, Putin and Trump, a musical comedy, And the next single, Coffee New York.
Yes, yes. Played
tonight.
Yes.
So that's you now.
What can I say? What can I say? Yes. So I have been performing since the 1970s. But in the 1970s, I did a different kind of music. I was in a band called Stackridge, which was not very commercial. It was what we call prog rock, progressive rock. Very long songs, lots of different sections, no chorus that you could remember. But then, in the late 1970s, me and my friend from Stackridge said, why don't we try something different? Why don't we try writing songs that will go on the radio? So that's what we did. And we had If I Had You, Everybody's Got to Learn Sometime, and What We Do Now, Coffee New York, maybe, you know. So songs that will work on the radio, that's what we want to do with the Corgis.
It was a pleasure to listen you playing Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh yeah, we love.
Could you talk about it? There is not too much groups that playing other.
Yeah, yeah.
And you play all your friends. That's right.
That's right, because it's I think 45 years since we had Everybody's Got to Learn Sometime. So this year we said, why don't we, as well as playing our own songs, play the songs that inspired us when we were young 45 years ago, and we loved Simon and Garfunkel, the Beatles, etc. You know, so we love playing those songs. Yeah.
You are playing still many, many years, I hope.
I hope so. I do hope so. If I don't get dementia, then we will keep playing, yes.
I said to you some minutes ago that I listen this night is one of the best. Yes, it's one of the best pop music I have ever heard.
Oh, you're too kind. Too kind.
Yes, but it's true. Yeah. What is best? What for you is best? A new wave group.
The groups around
after
today.
You.
The groups around today. You mean? Or
no, in the history.
In history. Well, my favorite of all time, the Beatles, absolutely, and then anyone who can write good melodic songs, Simon and Garfunkel, and yes, I think. There was a band called 10cc. Did you have them over here?
Yes.
Yeah. They wrote very good melody songs as well. Anyone like that, I love.
So, James, many thanks. I don't want to take no more time.
Okay.
I know this is a long road.
The long and winding road. Yes.
It's my favorite song.
Oh, me too. I love.
From Paul. Yes. James, thank you so much for coming and for this interview.
Oh,
it's a dream for me, you know.
I hope we can return one day.
Yes, I hope so.
I do. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
C'était le magazine culturel sur RTF. Retrouvez-nous également sur internet rtflimoges.com.